We have here a coin. It's admittedly a quarter dollar, not a half dollar, but we can imagine a half dollar as well, or maybe half a shekel. And so if it's easy enough for us to imagine a half shekel, then why does God go to such lengths to show Moshe the makasis shekel at the beginning of our parsha, Parshas Ki Tisa? Instead of just drawing it for him or describing the value and the weight of a half shekel, he conjures a fiery makasis shekel, a matzbeah shel ish. Why go through all the trouble of a matzbeah shel ish? What is that supposed to teach us? Explains Rav Moshe Sternbach that the matzbeah is specifically made of ish, and it's specifically just a mere half shekel, because the half shekel represents the small mitzvos that we do, the small actions that don't seem to carry such great significance, not even a full shekel, not even a full action. But even those small mitzvos, those small actions, should be made of fire, a matzbeah shel ish. We're coming off of Purim. We're heading toward Pesach. Those are two very big holidays. And right in the middle is Parshas Ki Tisa. Right in the middle is this mitzvah of makasis shekel. And maybe that's a reminder to us that even when we're performing small mitzvos, not just the big mitzvos, but the small ones, we can also infuse those with passion. We can also infuse those mitzvos with fire. Shabbat Shalom.